Well, good afternoon. It's great to be.
下午好。
It's great to be with you again.
我们能够来到这里, 真是太好了。
So today is my final message in my sermon series on the Beatitudes.
今天是我们关于八福的正道系列中的最后一篇。
Many of you have said how meaningful this series of messages has been to you.
你们很多人告诉我说，这个系列对你们来说非常的好。
And so I'm going to follow up this series with three messages based on the rest of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and from Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7.
所以我们就根据马太福音五六七章中耶稣登山宝训的其余部分内容来再讲三个信息。
So in this series on the Beatitudes, we've seen how they are all interconnected.
在这个八福的系列中，我们看到了这八福是如何相互关联的。
We've looked at them individually, but we've seen how each one is dependent on the ones preceding it.
我们已经把上面的逐一的讲解过，而且发现每一个福气都依赖于上一个福气。
Starting with the first one, blessed are the poor in spirit, which is the foundation for our relationship with God.
从虚心的人有福了开始，这是我们与神关系的基础。
Then we mourn over our sin and yield our rights to God as we hunger and thirst for righteousness.
随后，我们畏罪哀痛，向神交出我们的权利，并且饥渴慕义。
This foundation of humility before God leads us to have right attitudes in our relationships with people, attitudes of mercy and purity and peacemaking.
在这种和神在神面前谦卑的这种态度基础上, 就产生了我们与人交往中正确的心态，就是连续清新和使人和睦。
Now, each of these attitudes that Jesus is talking about here has become more and more challenging to us as they build on the earlier ones.
耶稣所说的每一种心态都建立在之前的心态之上，而且是越来越具有挑战性。
And now this final beatitude is probably the most challenging of all.
那么今天讲的这最后一幅可能是最具挑战性的。
Rejoice and be glad when people insult you and persecute you.
当人们辱骂逼迫你们的时候，要欢喜快乐。
This is probably the most counterintuitive beatitude of all.
这个是非常违反直觉的一幅。
How many of us have developed this attitude of rejoicing when people speak evil against us?
我们中有多少人能够养，就是被人家说坏话的时候保持喜乐呢？
Not me. I know I still have a long way to go.
我可没这个本事。
So today we're going to look at this eighth beatitude found in Matthew 5:10. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以今天我们要讲的是马太福音五章十节中的第八福，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And for this beatitude, Jesus goes on to amplify and explain a little of what he means. So I also want us to read the verses that follow in verses 11 and 12.
耶稣随后展开解释了第十节是什么意思，所以我们要往下读两节。
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
11到12节，人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
Now, Jesus points out here that persecution occurred long before he came to earth.
耶稣指出，迫害这件事儿在他降临在地上之前已经存在了。
Likewise, Stephen in Acts 7 points out how the prophets of the Old Testament were persecuted.
使徒行传第七章中，斯提凡也提到了在旧约中的先知是如何被迫害的。
The writer of Hebrews in chapter 11 lists all the different ways that people have suffered for their faith.
希伯来书十一章的作者也列举了人们因信仰而遭受的各种不同的苦难。
We know that the prophet Jeremiah was mocked and scoffed and dismissed.
我们知道先知耶利米，他曾经被嘲笑、被讥讽、被轻视。
And when that did not silence him, he was arrested and tossed into a cistern to try to silence him.
当这些都无法使耶利米沉默的时候，他就被抓起来，并且被扔进了一个地牢里，试图让他闭嘴。
So what is persecution?
那什么是迫害呢？
Well, persecution is defined as pursuing someone with the intent to harass or injure them in some way.
迫害就是去追杀某人，意图以某种方式来骚扰或者伤害他们。
It can be inflicting some physical harm, depriving of some privilege, causing some disadvantage,oppressing with ill treatment or harassing with verbal abuse.
就可以是对这些人造成一些身体的伤害，剥夺他们的一些特权，造成他们的一些不利，通过虐待进行压迫，或者通过辱骂进行骚扰。
But persecution is designed to make someone suffer.
迫害的目的是让受迫害的人受苦。
So what does Jesus mean?By persecution.
那么耶稣所说的迫害是什么意思呢？
Well, Jesus explains some of what he means by persecution in verse 11, where he says, when people insult you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
耶稣在第十一节中解释了他所说的迫害的含义。就是人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
See, Jesus uses this qualifier, because of me, and also in verse 10, where he adds, because of righteousness.
耶稣使用了限定词，因为我，在第十节他又加上为义。
So he is talking about suffering specifically because of your faith.Because of your obedience to Christ.
So, 耶稣讲的是因为你的信仰，因为你对基督的顺服而受的苦。
Now, the context here of the Beatitudes tells us that Jesus meant suffering because we are living for Him.
八福的上下文告诉我们，耶稣就意味着苦难，因为我们是为他而活。
With the attitudes that He defined in the first seven Beatitudes.
那么在他前七福中所定义的态度。
Now, just because you suffer does not always mean that you are being persecuted.
但是我们受苦并不是意味着我们是因为受逼迫而受苦。
It is not persecution when you sin and you suffer the consequences.
比如说当你犯罪并承受后果的时候，这并不是受迫害。
If you get stopped by a policeman for speeding and have to pay a fine, that is not persecution.
如果你因为超速而被警察拦住，并且要被罚款的话，这并不是警察对你的迫害。
Even if you are on your way to church.
即使是在你去教堂的路上。
It is not persecution when you suffer for doing something wrong.Or something dumb, or something illegal.
如果你做了错事，做了蠢事儿，或者非法的事而受苦，这并不是受迫害。
I remember reading a story a couple years ago about a pastor in Canada with these headlines.
我记得几年前有一篇关于加拿大牧师的报道，标题是
"The first Canadian pastor to be jailed for holding a church service."
第一位因举行教堂礼拜而被监禁的加拿大牧师。
The story goes on. Pastor,
报道说,
Pastor James Coates of Grace Life Church of Edmonton was carried off to jail in hand and ankle cuffs. The condition of his release is that he cannot preach. His wife and kids are not allowed to see him.
埃德蒙顿恩典生命教会的詹姆斯科茨牧师被铐着手铐和脚镣带进监狱，释放他的条件是不能传教，他的妻子和孩子不被允许见他。
Now that sounds like persecution, right?
听起来很像是迫害，对吧？
But you read the rest of the story, and that this church had been fined for breaking health orders concerning the size of mass gatherings during COVID.
但是其余的报道是这样的，这座教堂这个教会因为违反有关新冠疫情期间群众集会规模的卫生命令而被罚款。
And in spite of the fines, they continued to break those orders.
他们反反复复地打破这个禁令。
So the pastor was arrested and then released on the condition of not breaking the health rules.
于是牧师就被捕了，因为他没有遵守卫生的命令。
So then they broke the rules again.
但是他们又再次地违反了这个禁令。
So he was arrested again and told that if he was to be released, he couldn't hold in-person church services.
因此他就再次被捕，并且被告知，如果要被释放的话，就不能再举行这种大规模的群众集会。
He refused to comply, so he remained in custody.
他拒绝遵守这个命令，所以呢，就仍然被拘留。
He wasn't jailed for preaching the gospel.
他不是因为传教而入狱。
He was jailed for hosting a potentially super spreader event in the midst of a pandemic.
他因为在疫情大流行期间举办这种潜在的超级传播的病毒的活动而被监禁。
We should keep in mind Peter's words in 1 Peter chapter 4 verses 15 and 16.
我们应该记住彼得在彼得前书四章十五到十六节中说的话。
If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name.
你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，但要因这名归荣耀给神。
Now, Jesus warned his followers that they would be persecuted.
耶稣曾经警告他的门徒，他们将要受到迫害。
Jesus told his disciples in John 15, verses 18 to 20.If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also.
在约翰福音十五章十八到二十节，耶稣说：“世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的；只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话：仆人不能大于主人。你们若逼迫了我，他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。”若遵守了我的话，也要遵守你们的话。
Now we see Jesus' prediction fulfilled in the book of Acts.
我们在使徒行传中看到耶稣的预言得到了应验。
In Acts 4 and 5, the apostles are all arrested and flogged and ordered not to speak in the name of Jesus.
在使徒行传4到5章中，使徒们被抓捕，被鞭打，并被勒令不得奉耶稣的名传道。
Likewise, in Acts 7, Stephen is stoned to death.
在《使徒行传》第七章，斯提凡甚至被石头打死。
We read about Saul of Tarsus before he became the Apostle Paul in Acts 9, how he was making murderous threats against the Lord's disciples.
我们在《使徒行传》九章中读到，大数的扫罗在成为使徒保罗之前，他如何对主的门徒发出这些对他们的人生的威胁。
He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to synagogues in Damascus so that if he found any there who were belonging to the way, who were Christians, whether men or women, that he could take them prisoners back to Jerusalem.
他去见大祭司，要求大祭司给他在大马士革各犹太会堂写信，让他能够发现那里面信奉基督的道的人，无论男女，都可以将他们作为囚犯带到耶路撒冷。
There were several waves of persecution that followed.
它随之而来就是几波的迫害基督徒。
In Acts 12, King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, and he had James, the brother of John, put to death.
在《使徒行传》十二章中，希律王逮捕了一些属于教会的人，并且处死了约翰的兄弟雅各。
And we know later, Paul himself was flogged.Imprisoned, beaten, stoned numerous times before he is falsely accused and arrested in Jerusalem.
后来保罗本人也曾多次遭到鞭打，还有甚至实刑，最后在耶路撒冷被诬告并被抓捕。
The Christian church has faced persecution throughout history.
基督教会在历史上一直面临逼迫。
Fox's Book of Martyrs, a famous book on this, is the story of persecution beginning with the stoning of Stephen up until about 1830.
有一本书叫《殉道者之书》，它讲述了从斯提凡被石头砸死，一直到1830年间众多受迫害基督徒的故事。
It tells the stories of what happened to the early apostles and other early church leaders.
他讲述了这些早期教会的使徒，还有他们这个教会领袖所受到逼迫。
Then it goes on to describe the persecution suffered by Christians at the hands of Nero and other emperors and political leaders.
然后他又描述了在皇帝尼禄手下受到的逼迫和历史上其他的这些政治领导人手中所遭受的迫害。
In more recent history, according to Christian Solidarity International, more Christians died for their faith in the 20th century than at any other time in history.
根据基督教团结国际组织声称，在最近的历史中，二十世纪为信仰而死的基督徒比历史上任何时期都要多。
In 1985, I spent the summer in Romania behind the Iron Curtain.
在1985年，我在罗马尼亚的铁幕里度过了一个夏天。
I was discipling college students and training them how to share their faith.
在那里面对大学生进行门徒训练。
Near the end of that summer, we decided to apply what we'd taught them. They went to the city park to share the gospel and to put into practice what we'd been teaching them.
我们训练他们如何分享信仰。那年夏天，他们去了城市公园分享福音，并将所学到的这些付诸实践。
Two of the students didn't come back that night.
那天晚上，两个学生就没有回来。
When they did come back the next day, we found out that they had been arrested and beaten by the police.
他们第二天才回来，我们发现他们是其实被警察逮捕了，并且被殴打。
Like the apostles in Acts chapter 5, they rejoiced that because they'd been counted worthy of suffering for the name of Jesus.
但是就像《使徒行传》第五章所说的一样，他们就喜乐了，因为就算为基督的名备受苦难。
Today, many Christians around the world are suffering persecution.
今天世界各地仍然有许多基督徒正在遭受迫害。
According to the report by the Pew Forum, today Christians are being persecuted in 131 out of 195 countries around the world.
根据皮尤论坛的报告，当今世界195个国家中，有131个国家的基督徒正在遭受迫害。
One of those countries that seems to often be in the news is Nigeria.
尼日利亚就是经常在新闻中出现的国家之一。
You may recall back in 2014, the mass kidnapping of more than 270 Christian schoolgirls from a boarding school in northeastern Nigeria by Boko Haram.
你们可能还记得2014年有200多名基督教寄宿学校的女生，她们被伊斯兰恐怖组织绑架。
Many of those girls are still missing.
很多就是差不多100多个女孩至今仍然失踪。
Boko Haram targets Christian women and children as part of their plan to intimidate the population into accepting political and religious change.
这个恐怖组织叫博科圣地，他们的目标就是基督教的妇女和儿童，绑架他们，以恐吓民众接受他们的伊斯兰的政治和这个宗教的诉求。
Several years ago, a Nigerian pastor in that same region, Lawan Andimi, was taken hostage and killed by Boko Haram for his refusal to denounce his Christian faith.
几年前，就在这个地区，有一个尼日利亚牧师叫做拉万·安迪米，他因为拒绝放弃自己的基督教信仰而被这个博科圣地扣为人质，并且最终被杀害。
In his final hostage video, he used it to give testimony as one who has already conquered death, saying to his abductors and the rest of the world that he's ready to die for his faith in Christ.
在他作为人质最后录制的视频当中，他把这个录制作为一个对世界的见证，因为他已经是一个征服了死亡的人。他对绑架的人和世界其他的人说，他已经准备好为他对基督的信仰而死。
It's estimated that over 150,000 Christians were martyred in 2017.
据估计，在2017年就有超过15万基督徒殉道。
The Voice of the Martyrs is a non-profit, interdenominational missions organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world.
殉道者之声就是一个非盈利性的跨教派宣教组织，为世界各地受迫害的基督徒提供服务。
Founded in 1967, VOM is dedicated to inspiring all believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to follow Christ, no matter the cost, by supporting persecuted Christians and telling their stories.
这个组织简称叫 VOM， 它成立于1967年。致力于通过支持受迫害的基督徒并讲述他们的故事，激励所有信徒加深对基督的委身，并且不惜一切代价跟随基督。
They have documented the stories of thousands of Christians, telling of their faithfulness while being imprisoned for their faith in Christ, losing loved ones, and being killed because they would not deny their Savior.
这个组织记录了数千名基督徒的故事，讲述了他们因信仰基督而被监禁，而失去亲人，并且被杀害的他们对主的这种忠诚，因为他们从来不会否认他们的救主。
You can read some of these stories in a book called When Faith is Forbidden, by Todd Nettleton, sort of a modern update on Fox's Book of Martyrs.
我们可以在一本书中读到这些事迹，这本书叫做《当信仰被禁止时》，作者是托德·内特尔顿，这个就好比是刚才我们讲到的这个《烈士之书》的现代版。
Now, compared to some of these believers, Americans today suffer very little when it comes to persecution.
与这些信徒相比， 今天美国的基督徒在信仰上所受的迫害其实是很少的。
But as we live in obedience to Christ, we do sometimes experience some acts of persecution.
但是当我们顺服基督而生活的时候，我们有时候确实会经历一些受迫害的事情。
I know that some teens and children are ostracized by teammates or coaches because they choose to go to church on Sunday and miss practice.
比如说我知道有一些青少年因为选择周日早上去教堂而错过受训练而受到队友和教练的排挤。
Perhaps other teens, you or one of your Christian friends have been teased or bullied for believing in God, for reading the Bible, for going to church, or for not participating in certain activities because of your faith.
孩子们我知道你们也许因为信仰神，因为读圣经，因为去教堂，或者因为你们的信仰而不参加某些活动的时候，会被你们的同龄人嘲笑或者受欺负。
I know Christians of all ages who have experienced some of these things.
我知道各个年龄段的基督徒都经历过相似的事情。
Some of you adults may work in a hostile workplace.Where you are intimidated into keeping silent about your faith.
我们当中的一些成年人也可能是因为信仰，在工作当中受到别人的敌视，因为当你的信仰被提出的时候，然后你会被威胁，并且不得不保持沉默。
And we know that Jesus himself was persecuted.
我们知道耶稣本人他就受到逼迫。
He suffered many false accusations throughout his ministry.
耶稣在他传道圣业中遭受了许多不实的指控。
He was accused of healing through the power of Satan.
他曾经被指控他是通过撒旦的力量来医病赶鬼。
He suffered the mockery of a trial, plus the beatings, the mocking, the being spit on, and the shame of a crucifixion.
他遭受了经受审判，被嘲笑，被鞭打，被吐唾沫，甚至被钉在十字架上的耻辱。
We have no right to expect that we will enjoy the favor of all people all the time.
我们没法期望我们一直会受到所有人的青睐。
As Jesus said, "Woe to you when all men speak well of you."
正如耶稣所说。人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了。
So how should we respond when we are persecuted?
那么当我们受到迫害的时候，我们应该如何回应呢？
See, this beatitude is about being cheerful and courageously loyal to Christ, even when we are afraid.
这个第八福就是告诉我们说当我们感到害怕的时候我们也要开朗的勇敢的忠于基督。
So let me suggest some things for you to consider.
所以我建议如下几项。
First of all, expect persecution.
第一就是要 预期我们会受到迫害。
2 Timothy 3:12, Paul tells us, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
提摩太后书三章十二节说凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫。
Second, be committed to living a God-honoring, Christ-like life in the face of persecution.
第二点就是面对逼迫我们也要致力于过荣耀神像基督的生活。
We should review the first seven Beatitudes to make sure our attitudes are right.
我们也应该回顾八福的前七福来确保我们的心态是正确的。
We should never run away out of fear, but stand firm for righteousness and the name of Christ.
我们不应该因为恐惧而逃跑而应该为公义和基督的名坚定地站立。
But you should also read through Matthew 10, where Jesus says things like, when you're persecuted in one place, flee to another.
但是我们也应该通读马太福音第十章，其中耶稣说，有人在这城里逼迫你们，就逃到那城里去。
We need discernment as we carefully consider when to speak up and when to be silent, when to flee and when to stand firm.
我们需要有洞察力，我们需要知道什么话，什么时候该说话，什么时候要保持沉默，什么时候离开，什么时候坚守。
Number three, pray for those who persecute you.
第三点就是为那逼迫你们的祷告。
Matthew 5, verse 44, Jesus said, Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
马太福音五章四十四节，耶稣说，只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
And fourth, rejoice and be glad when you are persecuted.
第四点，当你受逼迫时，要欢喜快乐。
This is what Jesus told us to do in Matthew 12.
这就是耶稣在马太福音五章十二节告诉我们的。
I know this is difficult, but this is the way we demonstrate that we are trusting God.
我知道这很困难，但是这就是我们来显明我们信任神的方式。
Now in this beatitude, Jesus promises, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
在这第八福中，耶稣我们说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Now you may recognize this as the same promise that he made in the first beatitude.
你可以认出这一福的应许和第一福的应许是一样的。
Jesus is saying the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
耶稣说天国是他们的。
It belongs to them.
天国属于他们。
They have the kingdom.
他们拥有天国。
They possess it.
他们享有天国。
They are part of it because they recognize that the one true king is still on his throne.
他们是天国的一部分。因为他们认识到独一真正的君王仍然坐在他的宝座上。
And their lives and their suffering are a vivid testimony that they trust him and are living for him.
他们生活和苦难生动地证明了他们相信这位君王并为他而活。
Now Jesus also adds in his explanation of this beatitude in Matthew 5, verse 12, Rejoice and be glad for great is your reward in heaven.
耶稣还在马太福音五章十二节中对这一福气的解释中补充道，你们要欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
He is saying, your faithfulness is recognized and will be rewarded.
耶稣是在说，你的忠诚会得到认可，并会得到回报。
So here are a couple of practical applications for you to consider as you explore this topic.
下面是一些实际的应用。
First, read more about Christians who are being persecuted today.
有一个就是说要了解更多当今受迫害基督徒的信息。
Now I mentioned the book by Todd Nettleton, and When Faith is Forbidden.
我提到一本书就是当信仰被禁止，是托德内特尔顿写的。
The Voice of the Martyr newsletters also contain, you know, stories that they've documented of persecuted Christians.
还有烈士之声的这个通讯也记载了很多基督徒因信仰而受苦的故事。
So I'll leave some of these for you to peruse or share.
我们可以来传看这些信息。
Second thing you can do is to send a note to encourage a persecuted Christian.
第二件事是，你可以去发一个信息来鼓励受迫害的基督徒。
If you go to the Voice of the Martyr website, they can send you, you can send a note of encouragement and prayer to a persecuted Christian in Nigeria.
你可以去访问这个烈士之声网站，可以向尼日利亚受迫害的基督徒发送鼓励的祷告的信息。
And third, then pray for those who are being persecuted today.
第三就是为今天遭受迫害的人祷告。
So I want to close with a statement written by a young African pastor who was being threatened by rebels who demanded that he renounce his faith.
我今天将一个年轻的非洲牧师写的声明作为结束。他受到叛乱分子的威胁，要求他放弃信仰。
He refused to denounce his faith.
他拒绝放弃信仰。
So the night before he took his life,He wrote this statement.
在这些人结束他生命的前一天晚上，他写下了这样的声明。
I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed.
我是无愧团契里的一员。
I have Holy Spirit power.
拥有圣灵的大能。
The die has been cast.
骰子已经掷出。
I have stepped over the line.
我已跨过界限。
The decision has been made.
决定已经做出。
I am a disciple of his.
我是他的门徒。
I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still.
我不会回头，不会停歇，不会放慢，不会退缩。
I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, or popularity.
我不再追求卓越、富裕、地位、晋升或人气。
I don't have to be right, first, recognized, praised, or rewarded.
我不需要正确，我不需要领先，不需要被认可，不需要赞美或回报。
I now live by faith, leaning on His presence, walk by patience, lift by prayer, and labor by His power.
如今我凭信仰而活，依靠他的同在，以耐心行走，被祷告托住，靠他的力量劳作。
My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, my guide is reliable, and my mission is clear.
我的面容坚定，步伐迅速，目标是天堂，道路狭窄，路途坎坷。向导可靠，使命明确。
I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, or delayed.
我不会被收买，不会妥协，不会绕道，不会被引诱，不会回转或延误。
I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the adversary, negotiate at the table of the enemy.Or meander in the maze of mediocrity.
面对牺牲，我不会畏缩；遇敌不会犹豫；与敌谈判不会让步，不会在平庸的迷宫中徘徊。
I won't give up, shut up, or let up until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, and preached up for the cause of Christ.
我不会放弃，不会闭嘴或停下，直到我为基督的事业坚持到底。积蓄足够，祷告充分，付出全部，传道无疑。
I am a disciple of Jesus.
我是耶稣的门徒。
I will go until He comes, give till I drop, preach till all know, and work till He stops me.
我必须继续前行，直到他的来临；继续给予，直到力竭；传道，直到人人皆知；工作，直到他让我停下。
And when he comes for his own, he will have no problem recognizing me. My banner will be clear.
当他来接自己的人的时候，他将轻易认出我，因为我的旗帜是鲜明的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Oh God.We are ashamed of how soft we have become, how easily we are distracted, how quickly we complain about such little inconveniences.
神啊，我们为自己变得如此脆弱而感到羞愧，我们如此容易分心，对一点小小的不便就怨天怨地。主啊，请你原谅我们。
Forgive us, O Lord.
求你赦免我们。
May we be inspired by our brothers and sisters who sacrifice so much to follow you.
让我们受到那些为跟随你而牺牲的如此之多的弟兄姐妹的启发。
Make this same kind of commitment real in our lives.
让我们在生命中、生活中也能这样坚定不移。
May living this way prove the genuineness of our faith in Christ and His work within us.
让我们在我们的生活中能够真实地活出基督和他在我们的生活中的工作。
May we say with the Apostle Paul, I don't know what hardships are facing me.
让我们能像使徒保罗那样说，我们不知道前面将面临何种困境。
But I consider my life worth nothing to me.
我却不以性命为厌。
My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task that the Lord Jesus has given me.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程。
The task of testifying to the good news of God's grace.
成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
In Jesus' name, and for His glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名，为了耶稣基督的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.